KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN Hawks are asking for help in tracking down a mother and daughter-in-law duo wanted in a 6 million rand scam case. Alderette van Wyk and Maria Elizabeth van Wyk were found guilty of fraud after the court heard how they fraudulently submitted weigh bills to an industrial company called BMG over 7 years ago. The women, aged 50 and 81, were both employed by a logistics company when they committed the crime between 2005 and 2012. KZN Hawks spokesperson Sibungani said the duo was last seen in Kamos in Appington in the Northern Cape.
In 2019, the Durban Specialized Commercial Crimes Court ordered the duo to repay BMG Company the amount of 6,018,910 that they had fraudulently obtained. However, the pair failed to adhere to the court's order, resulting in a warrant being issued for their arrest.
A man's been shot and killed in Durban's Windermere area. It's understood he tried to shoot a police officer on Lillian Ngoy Road a short while ago. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison says the crime scene will remain active for some time and people should steer clear.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find SAPS already in attendance with the area cordoned off. Paramedics found a male, believed to be in his 30s, had sustained fatal gunshot wounds to his body. There was nothing paramedics could do for him and he was declared deceased at the scene. A police officer had sustained minor injuries and was treated on the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the shooting are unknown. However, all necessary authorities are in attendance and will be investigating further.
The case against four police officers linked to the escape of an alleged illegal mining ringleader in Stilfontein in the Northwest has been postponed to May. The officers were arrested in January. They are all out on 1,000 rand's bail. James Tiger Tswaedi escaped following a government-led operation to extract suspected illegal miners from an abandoned shaft at the Buffelsfontein gold mine near Klerksdorp. More than 90 people lost their lives, while nearly 2,000 others were arrested on immigration and illegal mining charges. The acting Northwest Police Commissioner Patrick Asaneng, as well as the safety MEC Vessels Moreng, are expected to shed some light on the Stilfontein operation when they release the latest crime stats of the province later today. And South Sudan troops have arrested the deputy head of the armed forces and surrounded the home of Vice President Riek Machar. General Gabriel Duop Lam, a close ally of Machar, was detained yesterday after days of clashes in Upper Nile State in the east of the country. The South Sudan People's Defense Forces has accused Duop Lam and his troops of working with rebels in that region. Vice President Machar's spokesperson says the general's arrest violates the 2018 power-sharing agreement that ended 5 years of civil war. Durban 29 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 31. The top story, the KZN Hawks are asking for help in tracking down a mother and daughter-in-law duo wanted in a 6 million rand scam case. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.